Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coaches Show, where we're going to start the Coaches Show again this fall. Where did that summer go, huh? Paul Ramo at his usual position, and we're going to do a duet to here with the Culture Show interviewing some people. And Paul Ramo will start off with an interview with Mallard's manager, Matt Munson. And then we got a nice surprise for you, Rachel Long, who's working with the NFL. We'll be talking interview with Paul Ramo, and then I will get on the phone and talk to Dr. Brant Hacker about tennis, girls tennis. So we'll take this break, and we'll come back with that first interview with Matt Munson on the Mallards.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week at the Country Butcher, country-style ribs, $2.50 a pound. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to talk Madison Mallard baseball with head coach and player manager. What is your title, Matt?
All of the above. Whatever you want to call me.
Director, you're in charge of the Mallards, right?
Yeah, babysitter.
Babysitter. Studio again. We're all excited for tomorrow, aren't we?
Yep, yeah, very excited for Sunday. You know, it's kind of was our goal at the beginning of the year, is this is where we wanted to be, and you know, we were able to accomplish that, you know, a couple weekends ago. So it was just very nice. And, you know, just hopefully the guys are going to relax today and get ready to get after it on Sunday.
That's right. And I'll be there with you in Belle Plain, Minnesota. I understand they got a nice field zone there.
Yep. Yeah. I think all the sites are definitely going to be nice fields when they're hosting the state tournament. But, you know, I think a couple of the guys tried to look at aerial photo of the stadium just to see kind of the field dimensions and stuff, and it looks like it's very deep to center field, so Landon Sherm will have quite a bit of area that he'll have to cover out there. So
all right,
but well, it'll be a lot of fun to see a new stadium.
That's right. All right, speaking of nice baseball fields, Madison Memorial Baseball Field was the host the last weekend for Region 9C as they wrapped up their season.
Yep, yeah, we were, I guess, lucky enough to be able to host the third weekend of the Region 9C tournament, and you know, that ended up being two games on Saturday and one on Sunday. So, you know, that first game Saturday was another state qualifying game between Mineota and Morris. And, you know, Morris handled Mineota pretty good. So, you know, they were the third qualifying team from our region. And, you know, what was left was just playing it out and seeing what seed you were going to be.
That's right. And Region 9C champion, of course, gets a first weekend bye.
Yep. The champion gets the first weekend bye. So, you know, still kind of important if you could battle back through that loser's bracket and win a couple games against Clinton. But, you know, as we'll talk about here going forward, you know, we weren't able to do that. And, you know, our game against Morris, you know, we were hoping to give them everything that we had. And, you know, it was a close game halfway through. But, you know, we dropped that game to them and ended up walking away with the three seed from our bracket or our tournament.
All right, let's talk about that game last Saturday, I believe it was, against the Morris Eagles.
Yep, yep. So last Saturday in the afternoon, we were taking on Morris, throwing Brandon Bornhorst on the mound, who had been pitching very well throughout the playoffs. You know, he's the one that had beat Dumont and then beat Mineota for us to qualify for state. So, you know, with him pitching, we felt very confident going into the game. You know, we were missing Carter Amlin, who was decided to get married that day. And then Brandon Hill, he had committed to coaching a Junior Legion All-Stars tournament. And, you know, being down Evan Kells, Matt Inger, due to injury, you know, kind of felt that, you know, we're missing four of our, you know, top six, seven hitters. So kind of up against the wall. But, you know, it was an opportunity for other guys to step in different spots who maybe haven't gotten much of an opportunity this year. And, you know, whether it's, you know, picking up a hit here or there or making some good plays defensively, you know, those guys that got some time, you know, they're able to show that they belong there as well. So, but yeah, going into the game, you know, we were, well, despite waiting for Morris in the loser's bracket, we were the away team just because we were the lower seed. But, you know, we started off that first inning with a base hit by Matt Munson and Blake Wolfslager with two outs, followed with a two-run home run. So, you know, in other shows, we talk about the importance of scoring early, getting a lead on your opponents. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, but, you know, it leaves you with a lot better feeling when you get out ahead. But, you know, knowing that Morris team, you know, you knew that they would come out swinging, and that's certainly what they did. Tanner Pesch in the bottom of the first inning, he hit a solo home run to opposite field to make it 2-1. And, you know, Morris just kind of kept on hitting. They tacked on another run in the second, and then another run in the third. You know, we were able to, you know, scratch a run across in the top of the fifth, 3-3. So we kind of felt pretty good at where we were at. You know, and Morris, we were finally able to shut them down for a couple innings. But then the sixth inning came with a tie ball game. And I think they started that inning with four straight hits. And then we had a couple errors. And it just kind of snowballed from there and made it 7-3 after the sixth inning. So we came back in the seventh or eighth inning, rather, tried to make a game of it, you know, with two outs. You know, we kind of preach our two out hitting, our clutch hitting. We haven't really had, you know, those good of opportunities or came through in those spots this year. But, you know, with two outs in the eighth inning, Avery Whitnable had a base hit, Wyatt Halverson had a base hit, and then Caden Fernals had a big two out, two RBI double. Yep. To make it, I believe, 8-5 at the time. Matt Inger, who had been hurt, we decided to pinch hit him in that situation. He had a bit nice base hit that we, you know, were hoping would have pushed another run across, but, you know, with basically being too hard a hit, we weren't able to send Caden Fernals home there. But, you know, with it still being 8-5, two runners on now, we decided to pinch hit Evan Kells, who had also been hurt, and, you know, hoping for a big pop off the bat. Didn't come to fruition, but, you know, we felt good right there that we had an opportunity with a home run or a base hit that, you know, we could have added a couple more runs. But, you know, Morris, with being the tough team that they are, they just kept piling it on. They'd get another run in the eighth or seventh, another run in the eighth, and they just wouldn't let us back in the game. So the final ended up being 10-5. Brandon Bornhorst had pitched six of those innings. Then we had Avery Whitnable throw an inning and Dylan Geiser throw an inning as well. But, you know, it's Morris. I think just that's how they are. It's they come out swinging. I think we only struck out two guys on the game, which is kind of rare for us. You know, we usually strike out a few more. So that puts pressure on the defense to make plays too. And, you know, that isn't always the case.
Right. I was broadcasting the game. A lot of veterans on the Morris team.
Yep, yeah, that's one of the things for them. It seems like it's always the same names, same faces, you know, making up their 9 or 10 guys. You know, I guess they have added some younger guys throughout the last couple years, but, you know, and I think that they actually have quite the baseball, I guess, community over there for the younger division. So that might be a up and coming team that might stay very strong for quite some time. Right. So, but yeah, very good hitting team. You know, I think we expect to see that when we get into state too, that these teams are going to be probably a little bit better hitting teams than what we're traditionally are seeing in the Land of Ducks. But, you know, it's meant to be the better teams in the state and competitive baseball. And, You know, it should be a lot of fun. And hopefully we get our injured guys back and Carter back, Brandon Hill back. But, yeah, we'll have to see.
Okay. Do you want to run through some stats there?
Yep. So I guess, hitting-wise, Matt Munson had a base hit and a run. Blake Wolschlager had that big two-run home run in the first inning and the two RBIs. Avery Whitnable had a base hit and a run. Wyatt Halverson, a base hit and a run. Caden Fernals, he had that big hit in the eighth inning to score a couple, but he was 2-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. And Dylan Geiser had a base hit, and Matt Enger had a base hit as well. So our five runs, we did have eight hits, but, you know, again, defensively committed four errors. And then Morris, you know, with the way they were hitting the ball in the eight innings, they came away with 13 hits. So they came out firing, and seemed like they weren't missing much, but, you know, it's we'd qualified for state, so we can put this one behind us and then just move forward to this Sunday.
All right, and then last Sunday, Morris played Clinton for the Region 19 championship. I understand that game was over in record time.
Yeah, that game, I mean, we played some quick games. I think umpires like umping our games because ours are usually 2 hours or less. But, yeah, this game, can't remember what the final was on Sunday. I think Clinton came away, I think, with a 3-2 victory over Morris.
3-2, yeah.
But, yeah, it was played in like an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah. And, you know, for me, you know, being down at the field when we're hosting these tournaments, you know, all day long, it was kind of nice to have a game done that fast and get picked up quick so then you can get home and relax. But at the same time, so, but yeah, hour and 20 minutes, very quick, well-played game. But yeah, with Clinton defeating Morris, Clinton, you know, came away with the Region 9C championship and then one seed from the region in the state tournament.
I think I saw a post someplace that was the first time they've won the Region 9C.
Yeah, I think I had seen that well. Yep. So I guess I, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, with where we're at, and, you know, I know there's been a lot of changes in our region over the 21 years the Mallards have been in existence because our region hasn't always just been the Land of Ducks, it's been in the Corn Belt too. So, and that would have been some tough competition. So I know we've never won it, but, you know, it's a, you don't, it's, it would be nice, but, you know, it's a, when you get multiple teams to the state tournament, you know, it's not necessarily something that you need. And, but I guess we got our main goal.
Okay. Yep. You're at state, and that's tomorrow at Belle Plaine. Tell us a little more about that. What do you know about Le Sueur?
Yep. So Le Sueur, you know, I watched the YouTube, live, bracket reveal that they did, and, you know, they kind of mentioned that Bird Island, who the winner of our game would face, kind of had a tough draw. So I was kind of thinking, oh, maybe we're going to get some credit. but it wasn't in reference to us and Bird Island's tough draw. So, you know, it's, I think if they're a young team. It sounded like they have some guys that can really hum it on the mound, and they'll just kind of keep bringing guy after guy that throws hard. So, you know, we'll have to see if we can stay on top of that. And, you know, for our pitchers, you know, it's, they haven't seen us either. So, you know, hopefully the pitcher in our case has an advantage as well. And, you know, we'll just have to see if we can scratch some runs across early and I guess see if we could take it to them.
So, and that's a single elimination tournament, right?
Yep. So 48 teams in Class C, single elimination. I think you only play one game a weekend for the first 2 weekends, and then they finish it off Labor Day weekend with a really long weekend of baseball if you keep on winning. So, you never know what's going to happen at state. So, you know, last time we played in 2012 against Nisswa, you know, they were a pretty intimidating team. You know, but we were able to push them for 15 innings, I believe it was. So, you know, it's the guys can play hopefully confident. Hopefully, they're confident with some nerves, but, you know, I don't think we'll be scared by any means, and I think we'll just be out there playing baseball and having some fun.
All right, and I know you got a lot of support. A lot of people are planning on being there, and it should be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Yep, should be a lot of fun. You know, I know there's going to be a lot of people listening on the radio, too. Yep. I don't know what the right time is to have a game to get the most people there, but, you know, maybe Saturday would have been better, but 4 o'clock afternoon on Sunday is going to be good, too.
Yep, and Dick and Al will be on about 4:45 with the Subway pregame show, and then it's the Mallards and the Braves, I think they're called, the Le Sueur Braves, in the Class C tournament. And the winner would get Bird Island the following weekend, I understand.
So. Yep. I think that same Sunday, 4 o'clock, would be the following weekend, if I was reading the bracket correctly. So.
And if you're going down, you want to, I believe the Raymond Rockets are playing before us. So.
Yep, I think it's at the same field. I'm not sure if it's at 11 or 1:30, what time they play. Yep. But, some local teams, fairly local teams, and you know, should be a lot of fun. It's been many years since we've been there, and good. You know, hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it's not so long between trips next time.
That's right. It's a long ways to Belle Plaine.
Yep.
So. All right. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you at the game then.
Yep. Thank you very much, Paul.
All right, Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
Jeff Enquist at Enquist Auctioneering announces the Sonny Larson Sale. Pedal tractors, model combines, harvest tractors, implements. The auction is Saturday, August 17th, 10 a.m., live at the Spirit of Cats Foundation, former Grant Dual School in Revillo, South Dakota. And it's online anytime now. You can bid online. Go to ZemerAuctions.com and get registered. Check Facebook for updates and details. And the Sonny Larson Sale, it's happening live on Saturday, August 17th, 10 a.m. at the former Grant Dual School, Revillo, South Dakota. Anytime online at ZemerAuctions.com. Join the fun. It's the 126th Annual Swift County Fair in Appleton, August 14th through the 18th. All the information online at swiftcountyfair.org. Entertainment this year includes Phil Vassar and Neil McCoy. Enjoy Turf Wars, Demo Derby, Fireworks, Midwest Rides, and Concessions on the Midway. Carnival food, family fun, live music. What more can you ask for? It's the Swift County Fair in Appleton, August 14th through the 18th. You're invited.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have a special guest in the studio. I've asked Rachel Lund, a former Dawson Boyd graduate, to come into the studio. She's home, back home here in Dawson, and she has a fantastic job. I want to visit with her about. Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing good. Yeah, my summer has been amazing. It just started, or I guess just ended, yep, my internship with the NFL, and it was an amazing experience. I'm happy to be here talking about it.
That's right. When I heard you were working for the NFL, I said, well, I got to talk to Rachel about that. So, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but thank you for the cookies you brought to the studio to share
course.
With everybody.
Of course.
Mom, Lisa's famous for that, isn't she?
She is, yeah. No, everyone loves them. And, you know, I couldn't come here empty-handed.
Nope.
So.
And you brought a lot of cookies for the crew here. yeah, Lisa, of course, Rachel golfed for Dawson Boyd and your sisters.
Yep.
And Lisa always brings the cookies.
Yes, no, that's what she's famous for. And, you know, everyone always has a smile when I bring them in. So, yeah.
I remember it was last year, a couple years, up in Ortonville doing girls basketball game, Dawson Boyd at Ortonville, and all of a sudden Lindsay comes running up with a couple cookies for me, just out of the blue.
Oh, yeah, we have to spoil you, Paul.
That's right. Well, you do. Thank you very much for that. Rachel, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You know, you grew up in Dawson.
Yeah, no, I grew up in Dawson, graduated from DBHS in 2021, and then I moved down to Arizona for school, went to Grand Canyon University, and now I'm coming up on my last semester. And yeah, so that's, I love sports, I want to work in sports media, and so, yeah, this last, I mean, honestly, my career has been amazing so far.
Off to a great start.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where it goes.
So you have a year of college left or a semester?
I have a semester, okay. Actually. So I'm graduating in December. All right. It's coming up quick, but I'm excited.
Good. Let's back up to your Dawson Boyd days as an athlete. You're a three-sport athlete.
A four-sport, actually. Yeah, volleyball, cross-country, basketball, and golf. So... it was great.
Volleyball and cross country?
Yes, I dual sported in the fall.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did I know that? I don't think I knew that.
it was actually because COVID was kind of playing a big role still at that point. They had altered when volleyball and cross country were going to be.
Okay.
And so they didn't overlap as much as like they would have any other year.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I was able to do both of them, and which was really fun to be involved.
Right. What are some memorable times in the high school sports? Playing with teammates and stuff like that.
Yeah, no. I mean, just the atmosphere of being in sports at Dawson. Like, it was great. Like, so many, like, great people. You know, some of my closest friends were, you know, playing sports with me, were my teammates, mm-hmm. you know, and...
You participated in state golf, didn't you?
I did.
Individually or as a team?
Individually, okay. Twice.
With a couple other girls, too, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. My senior year, it was me, Ellie Stratmon, and Ella Mork that were all going to state together. So that was super fun to do that, yeah, so...
Golfing at Pebble Creek in June is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the best.
All right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. You went to college. Why did you choose Grand Valley?
Grand Canyon.
Why did you choose New
Mexico?
It
is. It's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, okay.
Yeah, so right in the big city. It was a hard decision to make, but, you know, I knew I wanted to kind of get out of the state of Minnesota for college and wanted to get away a little bit, try something new, you know. A lot of my classmates went to in-state schools and, you know, kind of the big names around here, which are great schools. And, you know, I went and visited Arizona and it was such an incredible campus. And honestly, one of the best decisions I've made was going there for school. I've loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. Why is that? Just because... Is it downtown Phoenix?
It is, yeah. It's close to downtown,
okay.
Maybe like 10-minute drive. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's right in the city, and, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in Phoenix, you know, with jobs and other experiences that I've found. Mm-hmm. Like, Arizona's beautiful. There's so many places to visit, and, like, you're only a five-hour drive from California, and so visiting the beach is fun, too, for spring break or whatever you have going on.
Nice.
But, yeah, there's... So much to do, so much opportunity okay. down there.
So what were you majoring in? Or are you majoring in something?
I'm majoring okay. in communications with an emphasis in broadcasting and new media.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I know something a little bit about broadcasting.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have we worked together before? We have never worked together a game, have we?
No, no.
Well, we'll have to change that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I want to talk. You've interned. Part of your schooling is internships? How does that work?
So actually, all the jobs I've done have been in my own pursuits. The
okay.
school necessarily hasn't really helped me.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, just being in Arizona, there's so many big companies with big, you know, opportunities.
And you're interested in sports?
Yes, I'm interested in sports media. I kind of want to stick to that. I've definitely been more interested in video content lately.
So behind the camera stuff.
Yes, okay. Behind the camera.
You don't want
like
to be in
production.
Front of the camera?
I don't know about that. I'll leave that to you, Paul.
Okay. All right. So behind the camera stuff. So
yeah.
What internships have you done since you started college? And I know last summer you were back home.
Yep. Last summer I interned with Marshall Radio. Yeah. And so that was a great experience. Kind of got to... You know, be introduced to the media world and, you know, a little bit of sports too, but not too much. And then.
Nice bunch of guys there.
Oh, yeah, no, they're awesome.
Heath
they're the best.
Josh and Aaron
yep.
and what did they have you do at Marshall Radio?
Yeah, so I was announcing the late night section of the Top Hits channel. So I was introducing songs and kind of hanging out with the audience. And so that was really fun. And then I was doing some commercials, wrote some of the community calendar events up for to be recorded. And so, yeah, no, that was
so
really
fun. So you got
fun.
Your feet wet in radio then?
I did, a little bit. Yeah.
And so you still, radio or television or behind the scenes stuff, I guess. So. Then
yeah.
What happened?
And then last fall, I had an internship with Fox Sports in Arizona. I was at their Tempe location, which is more of the technology side. But I was working as a live media intern. And so basically, we were coordinating live sports and studio shows and stuff like that. And then, you know, making sure we hit all the marks on the schedule.
Oh, give some examples. Did you cover a... University of Arizona game or
we definitely did ASU football. College football was a big thing on Saturdays, and then, you know, we did everything from professional.
So did you go
climbing.
Out on site then?
No.
Okay,
so I was just
studio.
From the station.
Okay.
Yep. So we were getting the feed in from the people who were live on site,
And
then, you know, working with it from there, running commercial breaks, like that kind of thing. Yeah, so that was a great experience.
Okay, awesome. So what exactly did you do? Were you at the control room, or just do editing or?
So we were more on the communication side. So we had our operators and then the production team that was out on site. And we were kind of the connection between them, kind of organizing that, like when a game would run long, we would then have to cut down the next program or whatever's coming up next. Or if there's a live game back-to-back, then finding another channel for that to go on. And so we would kind of be the link telling the operators what we needed, and they would help us execute that.
And that was with who then?
Fox.
Fox, their Fox, local Fox station or national Fox?
No, so that was national because it was sports. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, awesome. No, it was super fun and learned a lot from there, too.
All right. That you told me off air here that that's actually got you the job with the NFL, right?
Or yeah.
Help get you the job.
No, absolutely. I believe that it would have been incredibly difficult to get the internship with the NFL without having previous internship experience, you know, both between the radio and Fox, but also having that experience specifically in sports played a huge role.
Right. Should mention, so let's talk about your summer internship with the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL has 32 franchise teams in around the country. And it's probably the world's best sporting franchise or, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a big one.
Just attracts fans from all over the world, that's for sure. The headquarters for the NFL is in New York, right?
Yes, New York, but they also have a West headquarters as well, which is in Inglewood, California, right across from the SoFi Stadium where the Chargers and Rams play. Okay.
So how did you get the job with the NFL?
Yeah, so when I was working for Fox Sports, I kept seeing NFL films content being on our programming, and I kind of hunted it down, and I was like, I'd love to work for them. Like, this is really cool content that they're making. And so I kept my eye out, found an application for the internship and applied, and then went through a pretty long interview process.
Oh, wow.
But,
I'm guessing a lot of people apply for that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure.
How many interns did they hire then? Quite a few? A lot, I would guess. Huh?
There were 14 at the LA office, and then I want to say there was like 20 or 30 at the New York office.
Okay.
So, yeah, so there's a good amount, but, yeah, no, I'm sure they go through a lot to get
so
those people
So you had
there.
To move out to L.A. then?
I did, yes. I drove out there.
How's the traffic out there?
Oh, my gosh, it's terrible. Like, oh, nothing compared to here. Like, yeah no, it's crazy.
How far away did you live from NFL headquarters then?
So I was actually only 20 minutes away. It would 30 in traffic, but so I wasn't too far. But actually, for the first week that I was there, I was living in Studio City, which is only 15 miles away, but it was taking me over an hour to get to and from work.
Oh, wow.
So,
Studio City, that's close to the beach, too, ain't it?
That one's actually more inland.
Oh, and more inland, okay.
But when I moved to Redondo Beach, it's right by the beach. Like, okay. I was living like a few blocks from.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
From the beach. Yeah. So it was really nice.
Okay. So you got the internship at the NFL. Take us through the first couple of days or exactly what do you do?
Yeah. No. So my role, I was with the original content and development team as an intern. So they work on developing content across different NFL platforms. And so my role was mainly editing videos to then go out on the platforms. I did, through my internship, I did 17 YouTube shorts. And
can we watch them?
Yes, yeah. So four of them are on the NFL Throwback page, which is their...
On their YouTube channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's their, like, throwback content. So kind of like, oh, the first broadcast game or, like, the craziest ending game, like that kind of content. So... Yeah, other, is it 12 or something like that, are across, like, the league platforms.
Oh, wow, so your work is on YouTube, NFL YouTube channel?
Yeah, so, across NFL YouTube channels. Okay. So I have a YouTube short that's on the Vikings page and one that's on the Cardinals page. And
nice.
And then I made two long-form videos, which are between 10 and 15 minutes, career highlights. One was for Corey Dillon, and that's on the Bengals page. So,
oh.
Yeah, no, a lot of fun stuff.
Have you ever met anybody famous?
Yes, so actually I have, yeah.
Well, tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to a production session where they were shooting a video of Justin Jefferson and YouTube influencer AJ Green. And so I got to meet Justin Jefferson and hang out with him for the afternoon working on a video project for the NFL.
No way.
Yeah.
What? So you sat down at the same table with Justin Jefferson.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's great. Like, really good guy, super nice, and yeah, no, it was super fun.
So what did you talk about, or what did you ask some questions, or what happens?
Well, it was more of a short introduction, because the NFL team was only, like, six of us that were there, so it was kind of a small gathering, but... he was pretty focused on, doing his workout, which was kind of the premise of the video, is if the influencer can keep up with Justin Jefferson in a workout. They were hard at work, and yeah.
That's a memorable thing for sure. Huh?
Oh, yeah. No, wow. Definitely.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit more about your job then.
Yeah, so, I mean, I mentioned the bulk of it was editing, but I also got to sit in and on a lot of production sessions. Justin Jefferson was the only one that I went off-site for.
Oh, where was that at?
It was at some small gym.
Oh, in California.
West Hollywood.
Okay.
And then I also got to sit in on, production sessions with Scott Hansen, who does NFL Red Zone, Darius Butler, who's doing, like, watch film like a pro.
Oh.
A few big names. I even got to sit in on a Kurt Warner project they were doing. So,
cool.
It was super fun.
That's really exciting, Rachel. That's awesome. So you're done with your internship then?
Yep. Okay. Just finished this last week.
So what's next for Rachel Lund then?
Well, I got to finish up school this fall. I'm actually working for the GCU Athletic Media Department. So they make videos, of all the games and the players and highlights and stuff like that. So I'll be working for them in the fall. And then I'll graduate in December and then figure it out from there. I'd really like to stay in. I've really enjoyed football. And working with football. So, if next step is working for a team or going back to the league, like, that's what I'm looking for.
Is there a lot of job openings for stuff like you do, or is it hard to get a job like that? Or I would guess there's a lot of openings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I'd say there's a lot. I mean, you think of where media is kind of heading, especially when it comes to video content. Like, it's definitely leaning towards those more short-form things.
Right.
You think of how popular TikTok's gotten and YouTube, and kind of those shorter videos are kind of where we're seeing a lot more fan engagement. And so there's a lot of room to grow there, and a lot of jobs that need to be filled.
Good. Well, we're excited for you, Rachel. That's kind of cool.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, we'll see you in front of the camera someday. Right?
We'll see.
All right. Like the ground reporter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Sideline reporter.
Sideline reporter. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Well, remember the small people back here then, okay?
I'll try. I can never forget.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Anything else you want to mention? Did I touch it?
I think we got it all. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Paul.
Now
yeah.
I'm going to dive into that plate of chocolate chip cookies you
brought. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you.
Rachel Lund just finished her internship with the NFL out in California, and a former Dawson Boyd graduate.
Evenson Electronics is the place to call for everything busted. Dave can repair cell phones, iPads and tablets, TVs, computers, printers. Plus, Evenson Electronics installs new phone batteries. They sell accessories and can help you protect your devices. Protect your device with Cell Helmet brand liquid glass screen protection. This glass protection line can offer you reimbursement if your device screen becomes broken. Call Dave Evenson at 320-297-0370. Or check out his website at evensonelectronics.com.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, No matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join Dick Newman and me Sunday for Madison Mallard Baseball. It's the state Class C baseball tournament when the Mallards will take on the Le Sueur Braves Sunday at 4 o'clock in Belle Plaine. Pre-game show at 3:45 Sunday afternoon. That's Madison and Le Sueur Class C baseball playoffs right here on Q92.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
The Culture Show. We're going to be talking girls tennis now with Dr. Brant Hacker, and he took time off his Sunday working, so I'm your patient right now, Dr. Hacker.
Sounds good. Well, we get to talk tennis, so I'm always interested in that.
All right. So welcome back again, and you got a new squad this year. Pretty good numbers, I understand.
Yeah, we're back and hitting. You know, we lost one player last year, Taylin Jorgensen, who was our lone senior last year.
Okay.
So we have most of our players back, and then we have a number of new people, which we're really excited about. So that's great to see.
Good.
Yeah, I'll just kind of run down the players, if that's okay with you, Dick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so kind of we've got six seniors this year, so we've got a nice a squad of senior leadership there, gals who kind of have a lot of experience playing and kind of know how the program works. So we have Val Piotr, Elsie Wiebe, Gertie Sieg, Kayla Jan, Hannah Oy, and Sadie Hacker are all of our seniors this year. We also have a few juniors, and these folks are all Dawson gals, Alexa, Maya Vergy, and Macy Moan. So we've got a lot of good older gals. I mean, senior leadership, experience, kind of know what's going on. And you know, tennis is a skill sport, and like a lot of sports like that, the more you play, the better you get. So it's great to have those with us. Some of the other gals rounding out our varsity lineup this year are Cameron Olson, who's a ninth grader from Dawson, Brianna Borstad, who's going into 10th grade out at LAC, and then Reese Kuzman, who is a ninth grader at LAC. So those are, that looks like, again, tennis is one of those sports where, you know, everybody improves at different rates, and if you earn that spot, you get to, you know, play in place of somebody else up in varsity. So we've got a lot of younger gals that are coming out this year. So it's always hard to see hard to know how they'll improve and how they'll continue to you know, improve their skills over the course of the season. We have, just running down those folks, we have Vanessa Potter, a ninth grader out at LAC. Kenna McTy is going into 10th grade at LAC. Greta Hacker will be an eighth grader. Kaylin Bendel, an eighth grader. We have a few new ninth graders, Maren Lund, Aiden Bond, and Riley Clark, and we're really excited to have them. They're all pretty athletic people, and they're working hard and showing a lot of improvement already. And I think being older helps them make that transition a little quicker, so they're doing a great job. And then we have a few new seventh graders out from Dawson, Mari Falmas, Esther Peterson, and Nora Prestholt. So really excited to have them with as well. We also have picked up a couple other gals. Addison Moan is a seventh grader at LAC, and then Makaya Kubel is an eighth grader playing. So we've got about 24 gals total. So we're really excited about the numbers, and we're excited about those young people who are out. We got a lot of seniors to replace after this year.
Right.
So we need some new folks ready to step up and play those positions.
And your assistant coach is the same?
Oh, Austin Ireland is awesome. He is back. I'm so lucky to have him. That guy's got more energy than I wish I could just tap into a little bit of that stuff once in a while. But no, he is back. He does an awesome job with the JV, and I'm really happy that he was able to do that again. You know, it's hard to work it around your job schedule, so not everybody is able to pull that off. But he's been very committed to the program. I think we were just talking the other day, it's 8 or 9 years now he's been doing this.
Wow.
He also coaches, head coach for the boys. So he's got just a ton of experience and knowledge he brings. So it's great to have him.
The bad thing about it is no home meets again. So you're Willie Nelson on the road again.
We will be on the road again. Yeah, we're going to be packing on the miles on that minibus, I think.
Yeah.
So we did. We were scheduled for a quad yesterday over in McRae. Got rained out. We tried. We hung out for a couple hours. Just wasn't clear enough. Courts were soaked. We came back here. Tried to. So since we lost all of our matches yesterday, we tried to run a practice yesterday afternoon. Boy, the weather was not having it yesterday.
No.
So got rained out there. I mean, it was dry in Madison. Drove out to the courts. They're soaked. It's just been raining out there. So it didn't work out. But we've got a lot of matches coming up this week. On Tuesday. Yeah, we will be busy.
Yeah, let's look at your schedule.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, for sure. We're trying to possibly get a scrimmage set up on Monday with McRae to try to salvage something out of this past Friday, but that's kind of in the works.
Okay.
But Tuesday, we're heading down to Redwood, and we're going to be playing Redwood Valley and Montevideo in Redwood on Tuesday.
Okay.
Thursday, we head to Laverne and Pipestone, so we kind of do that self swing. Hitting Laverne first and then going over and playing Pipestone later in the day. So we'll get both of those matches in.
Okay.
And then on Friday, we head over to Marshall and we play Marshall and a school called Tri-City United, which we haven't seen before. So we've got, that's six matches scheduled at this point. And our JV team is coming with. So it'll be all the gals traveling in the big bus to all of these matches, which will be really nice for, just the team experience.
Right, right. Well, as long as you're talking about your schedule, also, you've been the head coach for a long time, so you know what teams in the conference, and you're in the West Central Conference for tennis.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Also the.
Yeah, right. So we're in the West Central Conference, like you said, Nick. That's Benson, McRae, Melrose, Monty, Morris Sauk, Wyoming, Waska. So kind of going a little north, a little west from where we're at for the most part.
Okay.
A little east, excuse me. And, this year, Morris has like 45 kids out, 7 through 12.
Okay.
So they've got incredible numbers. They've got a lot of experience there. And Waska, Tara Reichman's the coach there. She's always done a really good job with their program. They're always a strong team. They always seem to have some pretty good numbers. Plus, Waska has about two or three families. They just don't stop. They keep coming. They just like a feeder program. And all those gals are good players. So I think Waska and Morris will really probably be some of the standout teams this year. There's a couple that lost a number of seniors. They'll be down a little bit. Monty actually will be a nice, strong team as well. I don't think they graduated one person last year. So we'll just, McRae, I think, lost six. So, every year is a little different in our area. When you have about 20 kids in the program, if you lose four or five kids in one year, that hurts. That hurts
right.
A lot. So,
right.
And then we're in 3A section, which is really kind of to the east and south of us. So we pick up Pipestone and Laverne in our section. And Laverne's always been a really strong team, although they have a new coach this year. So not sure how things are looking down there. And then Pipestone has a coach, James Schuyler. He's been there a couple years. He does a good job as well. So those two teams in the south have always kind of traditionally been some pretty strong opponents for us.
Okay. So that happens every year. By the time school starts, you're almost halfway through your schedule, and because the postseason is in the October already. So
and we're playing conference tourney by the end of September. The first week in October, you're exactly right, we're playing section matches. This year we had nine matches scheduled before the start of school even begins.
Okay.
We lost three yesterday, but we still have six scheduled out of a total of 17. Well, now we're down to 14, so we'll have six of those done before we even get the gals even get to school. So we hit the ground running usually. That's why I try to get them out hitting before, that first Monday of practice. If we're not hitting during the summer, we're just, quite a few steps behind, quite honestly. So, we'll see. We potentially have matches every week this coming week except Wednesday at this point.
Okay. Well, I know over the summer, I live in Madison and can hear the tennis balls bouncing on the court in Madison, and turn on the lights, and they play all summer long, some practice. I know they also do the same thing in Dawson, and I think there's a couple courts in Appleton where they can keep playing and getting ready before the practice. So that helps them as well.
Oh, it helps. You know, we're really lucky and blessed that we have. I mean, the city of Madison has done an excellent job keeping up a couple good courts in town. You know, they have lights, which is just so nice to have, especially in the summer when it's hot. You can go over there when things cool down a little bit and, you know, still hit for an hour. So we're really lucky to have those facilities. A lot of towns don't have the same thing we do. So
right.
You're right, Dick. I mean, it makes a big difference when kids can get out and hit.
Well, best of luck this week. And I know the parents and some of the students will follow you on the road all season long. And best of luck. Hopefully you can get those six matches in this up-and-coming week, and we can talk about how things are going next Saturday morning, Dr. Hacker.
That's all.
Okay, anything else you want to say? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think we're ready to roll. We've got the minibus ready to rock and roll. The gals cleaned it out, mopped it, swept it. Man, that thing smells good. Better than any other bus I've been on. So
yeah.
I guess that's the upside of coaching a girls' team, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Dr. Hacker on girls' tennis. We'll take this break and close out our first coaches' show for the 24-25 school year after this.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher at downtown, or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week at the Country Butcher, country-style ribs, $2.50 a pound. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday, by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information, or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Everything is bigger in Texas. John Dugan has brought his Texas-sized food truck with Texas-sized food portions to the Swift County Fair in Appleton. John has won many awards with his Texas smoked brisket and pulled pork. Look for the big red Texas Best Barbecue food truck located on the Swift County Fairgrounds. Try his Texas-sized pulled pork nachos or pork chop on a stick wrapped in bacon. The Mystique smoked beef brisket sandwich is the best. Texas Best Barbecue at the Swift County Fair.
Join the fun. It's the 126th Annual Swift County Fair in Appleton, August 14th through the 18th. Live music will include the White Sidewalls, Johnny Holm, Larry Olson Band, Phil Vassar, Ruckus, Neil McCoy, and Hell Country Truckers. Gig Noonan will be on stage. All kinds of other entertainment, Midwest rides, and concessions on the Midway. Check them out online at SwiftCountyFair.org and make plans to be at the Swift County Fair in Appleton August 14th through the 18th.
Oh, welcome back here to the Culture Show. We got one down and many more to go every Saturday morning during the high school season. Don't forget to keep that dial tuned at Q92 tomorrow, as somewhere around quarter to four or so, Paul Rabo and myself will be down in Belle Plaine and bring you that Madison Mallards game. We don't know for sure the time, because in baseball there is no time limit. So if a game before us at Belle Plaine goes into extra innings, we'll have to let the radio station know that we can't go until that game is over and they get the field ready. But the scheduled time is 4 o'clock. So that'll be that's an honor for us to do. And it's good for you to be able to listen to it. And if you can't make the trip down it's about 2.5 hours to get down there. So usually I end the culture show with sick joke of the week. Well, last spring, the last show we had of the high school season, I always have a saying that I say, and I really flubbed it up because it was the Saturday that Lacaparro baseball team was playing Dawson in Granite Falls. I was thinking about that, and I really, really left to go, and Maynard never lets me forget about that. But I do have a couple jokes or interesting facts anyway. Peanuts are one of the ingredients in dynamite. And if you use rubber bands, they last longer if they refrigerate. And then here's something that's really interesting fact. All the ants in Africa weigh more than all the elephants. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And this time I'll get it right. You don't have to play a sport to be one.